All right, Life Point Church, thank you all so much for being back with us here on Life Point Online. So I want to kick things off with some exciting news, and that's beginning next Sunday, December 20th, we are going to be back in person. So we're reopening our doors, and we will have our in-person service once again beginning at 10:45 a.m. But don't worry, if you're not ready to come back yet, we're still going to be continuing to stream live, both on Facebook Live and YouTube Live. So whatever you're most comfortable with, if you're comfortable coming in person, we'd love to have you at 10:45. If you're not comfortable yet, that's all good. You are more than welcome to stay attending and joining us online. We support that decision. If you're not feeling well, just like always, you know, stay home. We love you, but we want to love you from there if you have a fever or even if you've got the sniffles or whatever it might be. So, but we are excited. We miss you guys so much. So we're excited to get our doors back open, to back meeting in person once again, and being able to still meet online as well. So be looking for that. Coming up December 20th, next Sunday, it'll be our Christmas service. It'll be amazing. So, but for today, we're back here in my house, and we're continuing on with our current message series called Tis the Season. And in this series, what we're doing is we're looking at the Christmas story, right? The account of the birth of Jesus, and we're going through it, and we're going to see that this holiday season, right, the Christmas season, it is a season for faith. It is a season for joy. And it's also a season, ultimately, for hope. And that's what we're covering in this series. And last week, we kicked things off by looking at the accounts of both Mary and Joseph when they found out that God was about to do in their lives, right? That God was about to dramatically interrupt their plans, interrupt their life with his amazing plan to bring about the birth of Jesus. We read and talked about how Mary, this young virgin girl who was engaged to Joseph, was to become pregnant by the Holy Spirit with the Son of God, right? The Son of the Most High, as Scripture says, and they were to name him Jesus. And this definitely was not Mary and Joseph's plan for their engagement, for their marriage, and for their life. It wasn't their plan. It was a massive inconvenience to their life. Yet they demonstrated crazy faith and they stepped out in obedience to what God was leading them to do. They stepped out in faith and followed the plan that God had for them as opposed to the plan that they had created on their own. And the result was one of the greatest events in human history, the birth of Jesus. And from this account, we discovered and discussed that it is a season of faith. And we discussed that God's interruptions are an invitation to something incredible. But the catch is that it's going to require faith. And if you missed last week, you can always go back and check it out on Facebook or on YouTube. But today we're going to be moving on into what we know more commonly as the Christmas story, right? Luke 2. And we're going to be specifically focusing in on the words that the angel of the Lord had to say to the shepherds. And as they announced to them the birth of Jesus. So let's drop into this well-known passage of Scripture there, beginning directly after Jesus was born, wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger, right? So we're going to pick this up at Luke chapter 2, starting in verse 8. And it says, "There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Check this out. I bring you good news that will cause what? Great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. The angel said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people." So today, we're going to see that this is a season for great joy. Or we could say, 'tis the season for joy. But why? Why did the angel state so emphatically that this news that he was bringing was going to bring about great joy for all people? Well, it was great news, and it did bring a season of joy for the shepherds, for all who heard, as well as for us today. And it brought upon a season of joy for several reasons, and we're going to look at a few of them real quick now. One is because it was the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecy of the coming Messiah, right? It fulfilled that prophecy. In verse 11, the angel clearly states, "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord," which was incredible news to these shepherds and to all that heard, because they had been hearing and reading about and probably just anxiously awaiting the birth of the Messiah, because it had been foretold years and years and years before from the prophets, right? So it was foretold all throughout Scripture, all throughout the Old Testament. We hear about it, that the Messiah was going to be born, right? That there was going to be the Messiah, the one that would be their king, the one that would reign on David's throne and over his kingdom forever, the one that would bring peace and that would ultimately bring salvation, the one foretold about by the prophet Isaiah, found in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, when he said, "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel." The birth of Jesus brought about a season of joy because it fulfilled the prophecy of the coming Messiah, which was incredible. Secondly, it was great news and brought about a season of great joy because it meant that God was closer than ever. God was closer to them and to us than ever before. You see, before the birth of Jesus, I'm sure God may have felt just like incredibly far away, but now with the birth of Jesus, he came down to them in human form. He came to us. Again, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, I'm going to read it again. It says, "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel." Emmanuel means God with us. When you really break that down and think about it, it is so incredible. It's amazing news and brings joy to know that God loves us so much that he came down to us. He sent his son to be with us. Emmanuel, God with us. It brought about a season of joy because they knew from that point forward and forever that God would be with them. And it also brought about great news and a season of joy because it brought about the ultimate hope. The ultimate hope. The hope of salvation. The hope of redemption. The hope of grace. The hope of being made right before God. The birth of Jesus brought hope. And we'll talk more about that next week. But 'tis the season for joy, right? As we celebrate the birth of Jesus. It's Christmas time. 'Tis the season for joy. But it's a season for joy for a lot of people simply because they love Christmas. It's Christmas time. right? It just brings them joy. My daughter, Amelia, is one of those people. She absolutely loves Christmas. Like, she gets jazzed anytime she sees anything that looks like Christmas, anything that sounds Christmassy, she's about it and she is immediately filled with joy. And there's a lot of people like this. They just love Christmas. It's a time of Christmas trees, right, for them, and decorations and lights and stories and giving and receiving gifts. All right, it's a season of joy. There's Christmas music, they're singing songs like Joy to the World. There's family traditions, get-togethers, they have meals together, baking cookies, laughter, celebration. It just seems like at Christmas time there's just an overall increase in both kindness and generosity. It simply put, it's an increase in joy. Ashley, let me ask you today, how many of you all you absolutely love Christmas? That Christmas is one of, if not your favorite time of the year. How many of you? Go ahead and leave a comment or throw an emoji in the comment section. But how many of you just absolutely love Christmas? Right. Like, so many people find joy in this time of year. There's a lot to be joyful about, especially for those of us who are believers and followers of Jesus. We have a lot to be thankful for. We have a lot of things that should just birth joy within us. 'Tis the season for joy, right? It's the happiest time of the year. But let me ask you this. What about when it's not? What about when it's not the happiest time of the year? You see, while I know there are some people that view December as a season of just true joy, like they love it. Like, even as soon as like Halloween's over, they start getting like geeked out about Christmas. They're ready to put the tree up. You know, some people just love Christmas and it's this incredible time of joy for them. I know that there are those people. But I also know that there are plenty of people that find the Christmas season to be a season of increased and magnified hurt, loss, and at times loneliness. For some, it's a season where joy is like this stranger that seems completely impossible to obtain. If I'm being perfectly honest with you all, this week has, leading up to today, has been an incredible challenge and a reminder of this very fact, that this is not the most joyous time of the year for everyone. It's been a very difficult week for me to prepare to preach on the topic of joy, because I have seen several people in my life that I know personally face and deal with some of the absolute worst case scenarios that life has to offer. It's been a tough week around my house, if I'm being honest. And this past week, we heard the news that Amelia's kindergarten teacher, who she loves, we found out that, and we've stayed loosely connected to her throughout the years, but we found out that she tragically lost both of her children at once in just a horrific, horrific accident. I found out that one of my really good friends in Lexington, who's a pastor, Zach, who's actually preached at LifePoint, he preached last year, that he and his wife, they were expecting their second child, Esther, and you know, they knew that she had some pretty significant medical conditions and that she was going to have a long, long road ahead of her. But they were praying and believing God for a miracle, that he was going to perform a miracle and heal their daughter. But she came several months early. She came this past week and she had 12 beautiful hours with her before she passed. And I went to the celebration of life for her life on this past Friday, just a few days ago. And it's been a heavy week. I don't know how else to say it. It's just been a heavy, heavy week. And it's been that reminder that it's not always the greatest, most joyful season for everyone. While it is a season of joy for some, again, for others, it can be a season of hurt and loss and loneliness. And I don't know if that's you, like what your rationale or reason or what's behind that. Maybe for you, it's that this time of year always brings back memories of that cherished loved one that has passed, and that it reminds you that you're not going to see them again and you're not going to get to see them for Christmas. Or maybe it's a time of loneliness due to your spouse passing this year or in years past, and it just still echoes every Christmas, just that hurt and that loss and that loneliness that you feel. Or maybe your spouse left you, and again, you just have this sense of loneliness. Maybe you see all your other people getting together with their friends and their families, and you know, maybe your family isn't close, or maybe your family dynamic is super toxic, or maybe they just completely abandoned you altogether. Or maybe you just don't have family. Maybe your family, you've moved or they moved and they live on the other side of the country, or maybe even on the other side of the world. And you just feel lost and lonely during this time of year. Maybe for you, you struggle with seasonal depression, and it ramps up in November and December, and you just really struggle this time of year. Or maybe you have some trauma that occurred in your life around this time of year. So every time the holiday seasons come, you're reminded of that trauma, and you have these trauma echoes, and it's just a tough time. Or maybe, which I think many of us are facing right now when it comes to the holiday season and joy, at least it's just a little bit, is that during 2020, right, during this pandemic, it's a struggle to have joy in Christmas because it just feels so different. It just kind of feels awkward and weird. You know, we don't get to do some of our normal family traditions, or you don't, you know, maybe one of your favorite things is your work Christmas party, but that's been canceled because of the pandemic, and you know, you don't get to go to work. Maybe you're working from home and no gift exchange with your coworkers that you enjoy. It's just no Christmas parties. No, it's just a weird time, and it's hard for you to have joy during this time. I don't know what it may be for you, but whatever your circumstance may be, I'm well aware, and I want to acknowledge that there are people, plenty of people, that struggle during this time of year and do not view this as a time of joy. Definitely not the happiest season of all. And if that's you this morning, I just want to tell you first that it's okay. That it's okay to not have this, like to feel just incredible and all this joy just because it's Christmas time. It's okay if that's what you feel. At Life Point Church and with our church family, you don't have to throw up the holiday season joy mask. You don't. You can be open and honest with where you're at, because it's okay. Scripture tells us in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 that there is a season for everything. Goes on to say that there's a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. So there's a time for joy, but there's also a time where it's okay if you don't have it. And if that's your experience right now, I am so sorry that this season right now is not a joyous time for you. I'm sorry that you've experienced something, or you have these feelings of loss or hurt or loneliness or whatever it may be. You have feelings that are the opposite of joy. And I'm so sorry that that's where you're at. But if that is you, if that's where you find yourself today, I've honestly, throughout this week, as I've been preparing to preach about joy. See, I planned out this series well before, so I knew I was going to be preaching on joy. And then everything that's taking place this week has been like just the opposite of joy, and I've been trying to figure out what God is wanting me to speak and what He wants me to say in this, and I truly feel personally led by God to speak directly to those of you that are struggling during this holiday season. And if that's you, I want to do my best to share with you just a few truths, just two truths from Scripture that I believe will help you to reclaim your joy. Maybe, or maybe just to be able to make it through the holiday season. So what do we do when our joy is gone? Like, what are you to do when you have joy that's missing? You want it, but it's not there. It seems impossible to obtain. What do you do? Well, the first truth that I want to share with you from Scripture today is that joy can always be found in the presence of Jesus. Joy can always be found in the presence of God. Psalms 16, verse 11, David writes this about God. He said, "You make known to me the path of life." Then he says, "You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." He said, "You will fill me with joy in your presence." Today, if you are struggling to find and experience joy in your life, I want to invite you to step into the presence of God. Step into the presence of God, because it's there that you will receive His joy. There you will find joy. And it says that you will be filled with His joy. Another version says it like this. It says, "In your presence, there is fullness of joy." So once you're in the presence of God, you don't just get a little bit of joy. He doesn't just give you just a little bit. He fills you with joy. If you're thinking of like a cup of water and He's pouring that water in, and He's filling it up to the brim, not just a little splash, right? In His presence, you will be filled with joy, because joy can always, always be found in the presence of God. And the second truth that I want to share with you today is this: because of Jesus, you can stay in the presence of God. Because of Jesus, you can stay in the presence of God. Because of Jesus and only Jesus. Because Jesus was born. Because He is Emmanuel, God with us. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, the angel tells Joseph this, which comes from Isaiah's prophecy. It says, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. Because Jesus was born, God is directly and personally with us. We can be in His presence. And not only can we be in His presence, but we can forever stay in His presence. And therefore, because joy can be found in the presence of God, then we can both live in and operate through the joy of God, which is the purest joy imaginable. His joy. And we can obtain that, and we can receive that, and we can live from that. Even if we don't feel it at the moment. Even when it doesn't make sense, even when our life circumstances might be telling us the exact opposite, I want to tell you and remind you that you can have joy. And it's found in the presence of God. And because of Jesus, you can stay in that presence forever and receive and live in that joy. You see, 'tis the season for joy. And again, I know some of you, man, you all absolutely love Christmas. Like right now, you are on like a joy high because you are just so stoked out of your mind. It's the holiday season. There's Christmas lights everywhere, Christmas trees. There's singing carols, there's Christmas specials on TV. You're vibing with it. You love it. You have max amount of joy right now. And if that's you, man, I'm so happy for you. Soak it up. Enjoy it. I'm so thankful that you're blessed with the joy in this season. But again, I also know that there are some that are struggling to find joy specifically this holiday season. You want it, right? It's not that you don't want it, you want it, but it just seems just a tad out of reach. But I'm telling you, it's not. Joy this Christmas season is within your reach. It's within your grasp. But you have to understand that it may not look like it did in the past. Your joy may not look like someone else's joy during this time of year. But the reality remains that joy is possible for you during this season. It is within reach. And you're not necessarily going to find it in the things of this world. You're probably not going to find it in the trivial, joyful things of this Christmas season. Lights, trees, traditions, whatever it may be. That's not where you're going to find it. Ultimately, your joy is going to be found again in the presence, in the person of God. And we can stay there. We can live in that presence of God. We can constantly be being filled with His joy over and over and over again. And it's because and only because of Jesus. Because He is Emmanuel, right? God with us. That's why we can have joy, true joy, pure and lasting joy. Joy that supersedes any feeling. You can have joy today. 'Tis the season for joy. Let's pray. Jesus, I thank you today for your love, for your mercy, for your grace. I thank you, Jesus, for coming to be with us, coming to this earth, walking this earth in flesh as a man, going through all the things that we've gone through, experiencing all the things we've experienced. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for being Emmanuel, God with us. And Jesus, I come to you and I ask, Lord, that you would speak love and joy over those that are really struggling during this holiday season. Lord, I know that there are some out there and I know they're hurting and they're lost and they feel lonely and the loss in their life is echoing right now louder and louder. And Jesus, I pray that you would bring comfort and peace. Lord, we know that you are the Prince of Peace. And so I pray that truth over their lives today. Jesus, that they would find joy in the presence of your Father. And that we would remain in that presence, constantly being filled with His joy. And we can stay in that because of you. And Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for making a way for us. I pray that each and every person that's watching, listening right now, that they would have so much joy in their heart, in their life, no matter what's going on, that they would just feel your presence in this moment. Jesus, thank you for loving us. Thank you for giving us joy. Thank you for holding us up when we don't have any joy on our own. Bring comfort and peace, Jesus, to those that need it. And I thank you for those that are living in joy right now in this holiday season. May you bless them. May you sustain that joy, Father. We love you and we thank you. And it's your name we pray. Amen. Well, again, LifePoint Church, thank you all so much for being here with us today. If this is your first time checking out LifePoint Church, thank you. Thank you so much for being here with us. You are our honored guest. If you have any questions or want any more information about LifePoint Church, you can head over to our website or any of our social media platforms. Feel free to leave a comment right now or send us a direct message. Someone from the team will get back with you, answer those questions. But man, thank you all so much for hanging out with us and doing life with us here today. If you want more information about what it means to have a personal connected relationship with Jesus, like what it means to actually be in his presence and to receive him as Savior, go ahead and leave a comment now and just say, hey, I want to know more about having a relationship with Jesus. Or if you're not comfortable doing that, send us a direct message. Someone from the team will get back with you. But we want to walk you through that journey and as you come to know Jesus in a personal way, because this is what it's really all about. So if you have any other questions like that, hit us with a direct message. We'll get back with you. If you call LifePoint Church home and you want to continue to worship with your tithes and your offerings, or if you're just tuned in, you're watching, and you just want to give to LifePoint Church, you can head to our website. It's lpc502.com. Once you get there, in the top right-hand corner is an online giving button. If you click it, it takes you to a safe and secure place where you can give. If you'd rather, you can text to give. If you text the amount that you want to give to the number 84321, it'll direct your giving exactly where it needs to go. And it's pretty smooth and seamless. But however you choose to give, we are just so incredibly thankful that you are partnering with us as we seek to follow God's leading for LifePoint Church, to reach as many people with the good news about Jesus as possible, to love as many people as we can, to help as many people as we can in Louisville, throughout Kentucky, and throughout the world. That's our goal. And we appreciate you partnering with us. So thank you so much for that. And other than that, again, we love you. I cannot wait to see you. If you missed the beginning of the stream, we are going back in person beginning next Sunday, December 20th at 10:45 a.m. So, but we'll also be online as well, live. So if you're not comfortable yet, that's cool. But either way, we can't wait to see you next week. And we love you. If you have any questions or have any needs, prayer needs throughout the week, hit me up on social media. I'm here for it. If you want to talk through and work through some of maybe the hurt and the loss and the pain that you're dealing with this season, we are open ears. So feel free to reach out. We love you all. Thank you for being a part of LifePoint Church, and we will see you guys next time. Have a great one.